Hey everybody, hi, I'm Bob, I'm a compulsive overeater. What I'm going to talk about now is a little bit of introduction to sponsorship, specifically getting a sponsor. So who in the room has a sponsor? Great. Who is a sponsor? And who needs a sponsor? Again, who is a sponsor? Who needs a sponsor? Get my point?
Got it.
All right. I saw some hands going up, and that's what we're hoping, specifically the planners of this retreat, the biggest hope was that everyone that needed a sponsor could have a sponsor by leaving when they leave here today or shortly thereafter. So that is a common goal that we can all share. I shared with you that I'm an introvert, and I am. I'm a very serious one, and that had me a hard time meeting people. I could walk into a room, and I would feel totally alone in a crowd full of people because I had no way to relate with them. So this was a challenge for me when I came into the rooms, and the biggest challenge was when I had to try and find a sponsor. Because I don't want to inconvenience people. You know, I don't want to. You know, gosh, what does that mean? You know, I'm gonna have to talk to this person, and they're gonna have to show me I'm a newbie. They're gonna have to show me the ropes. That's a big commitment for them. So that's what it was. It wasn't about me. I didn't want to put another person off. You know, so that was one of my biggest things. I had a hard time. Asking for help. So what I didn't realize, though, after I got my sponsor says, you know what, Bob, I'm being totally selfish here, because my goal is to help you work the steps. And after you work the steps, you're going to become a sponsor. And you know what? Someday, I may need you to be my sponsor. And also, I have a lot of sponsees. And maybe when, you know, instead of someone's going to ask me to be a sponsor and I can't be, guess who I'm going to suggest they might be a sponsor? It might be you. So it was a great thing to hear my sponsor have the confidence in me to say that, you know, and to not only push me into service, and he did, he pushed me into service, which is okay, I needed to do it, but also pushed me to be a sponsor. And that's something that your sponsor can help you with as you grow to determine when's the right time for you to become a sponsor. But, you know, I'm here to plant the seed that we all need a sponsor. You know, we need a guide. You know, when I came in the program, I didn't know it all, far from it. I didn't even know what OA was. And it wasn't until I got a sponsor did I really know what the steps were and what a food plan was to be. And what being abstinent was being all about, because I didn't really have a clue. You know, I was going to these meetings and we were all kind of sharing, and I was getting a lot out of the sharing, but I didn't really understand what all the terminology was and what everybody was saying until I got a sponsor and asked all these questions, because I'm not even the type of person to go up to you after a meeting and ask questions about what type of food you ate. And I was like, I don't know, because I don't want to say anything wrong, because I'm sure I'm going to say something wrong, and I'm going to say something that they think I should know by now. You know, I've been in program for how long and I don't know that? That's, you know, a fear. So these are all things that can be easily overcome by just having the courage to ask someone to be your sponsor. Now, I asked somebody to be my sponsor. It was a woman, because I went to this meeting, like I said, which were, you know, 20 women in a room and only two guys, and they weren't sponsors, so I had to ask a woman, right? The woman said no. I was crushed. I was. You know what? But what I can tell you, it was the best thing for me, because at that time, at the beginning relationship with being a newcomer, I really did need a man. You know, and there are times when I think it's appropriate for a man to sponsor a man and a woman to sponsor a woman. There are certain needs, especially when you are a newcomer. Now, I told you that I do sponsor women, and I do. But I've never sponsored a brand new newcomer woman. So it's always been somebody who's been in program before. And at that point, we're past all the food issues. They know what they need to do, and you know, we need to work the steps together. And there's a difference. But when I was a newcomer, I really did need a man. And that was a good thing. So as far as picking the right sponsor, you know, like I said, I got my sponsor because I was desperate. So just ask somebody. And that's the biggest thing I want to say, is there is no right sponsor. There is no right time to ask. It's just, you know what? You saw hands go up. It's basically, it might just be going and asking that person. They may not even be available, but you know what? As a sponsor, I take on a responsibility, you know, that I need to be there for other compulsive eaters. And it may just be a very, very limited temporary sponsorship that I'm able to give, or I'm able to take phone calls. Or the biggest thing I'm able to do is help connect sponsors who have available slots with sponsees, people who need to be sponsored. So that is something that, you know, you can ask other sponsors, even if they're not able to sponsor you. But it's not a lifetime commitment. It's not something that you're locked. I actually have had my sponsor since I started, so it's been over 6 years, and I'm like shocked. That doesn't happen anymore, you know. But we have a very good relationship, and things are going very well. And I've actually thought about leaving him at some point, and now that may still happen. He hasn't fired me, but I realize that at any moment, if he picks up, I got to get a new sponsor. If I pick up, all my sponsees have to get a new sponsor. And that's just the way it is. That's how the program works. So at any point in time, we can't be tied to this one sponsor. And at the same time, there is no perfect sponsor, and we just have to ask, and we just have to get started. So it was more about me procrastinating about getting started than it was about anything else. So I have to actually start. And no, we don't have too much time, but anybody subscribers to Lifeline? Anybody get the new Lifeline recently and talked about sponsors? I was like, wow, this is a great time for this one to be coming out for me. Well, I'm going to read a couple of things in here. One of them is entitled, which I love, Sponsors Aren't Gods. And absolutely not. It is, we are real people. I like this. It says, it doesn't say we're not working the program if we don't do everything our sponsors tell us to do. You know, we don't have to lose our identities or submit our decision-making power to recover. So basically, sponsors are guides. They're not dictators. If you're not connecting with a sponsor, you know, the biggest way to find a sponsor is to find something they have and that you connect with. But if you're like me and you're desperate, you just get somebody, you know, or you just knock them over the head and say, I need you to be my sponsor, please, please, and beg. You know, whatever works for you. But realize that as you're getting into it, if they're saying things that you don't want to do, you have to either question saying, well, maybe am I not being willing? Or is it just that we don't connect and, you know, that they, you know, the relationship isn't working? Our sponsors need to fire us. It may be something on their end, it may be something on our end, but that may just happen. And I like what the person wrote in here about that. I would tell a member who has been fired by a sponsor to get over it. It is not about you. Get a new one at your next meeting and do a 10th step on your previous sponsor. It's true. You know, it's just that, you know, sponsors are a crucial part of this program. We need them as guides, but it is not a permanent fixture in our life. We just need to get them and to work with them. And one more thing I wanted to read out of Lifeline before I close. I know we don't have too much time. And this was the best part I liked about. Have you ever done job descriptions for what your higher power is to be to you? Well, this is kind of a job description of what a sponsee and a sponsor should be. So my responsibilities as a sponsee are to do the following again and again. This is on page 5 of the Lifeline from June 2010. show up, tell on myself, say who I am, say how I feel, say what I need, own my part, and face every conflict. So that's what, as a sponsee, my responsibilities are. My expectations for my sponsor are: listen when I ask, share her experience, strength, and hope when I ask, own her part, and face every conflict. So you see there's a lot of similarities, but it also didn't say that sponsors have to be giving their opinion on things either. So it said listen. So the biggest thing that I can do as a sponsor is listen. And that's what your sponsor is there for you. It's to listen. It's not necessarily to tell you step by step everything that you need to do, but it is to help you figure that out on your own. And that was the biggest thing my sponsor could do. Because a lot of the times I was sharing things and I was like, you know what, maybe I need to start doing that. And my sponsor says, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe I should be doing that. Well, maybe that sounds like a good idea. And I was using my sponsor to honor my own commitments that I was making to myself. So it wasn't necessarily that I had to follow everything that my sponsor said, but it was more about honoring my commitments. I used my sponsor to make my commitments to my higher power, but also make the commitment and honor the commitments that I have to myself. And that was the biggest thing that a sponsor did for me. You know, let alone answer the questions when I had them. And you know what the greatest thing my sponsor said a lot of times when I had questions? I don't know. He was honest with me and says, I don't know the answer to that, but maybe I can help you find the answer to that. Maybe it's time for you to see a nutritionist. When I started asking all these food questions, maybe you can go get expert help. And that was the biggest thing he could do for me, is to point me in the right direction. That's all a sponsor. That was the biggest thing that a sponsor could do for me. We have a wonderful lunch being prepared for us. I know we're all excited about that. We have an interesting thing we're going to be doing at lunchtime. So I'm going to call, I think, Sharon back up, and we're going to talk about how we're going to do lunch this time. And it's going to be a great discussion. Get people who may not know each other and get sponsors and sponsees and potential sponsors and sponsees together and kind of have a little talk over lunch. So, and I'll be back to talk more about sponsorship after lunch. So thanks for letting me share.
We decided that we would divide everyone into four groups. And you can, some of you will be in overlapping in some of the groups, so you can kind of decide which group you fall into. So we're going to have lunch at 12:30. So we're going to take the next few minutes to divide into four groups. I think the best thing to do, it'll be managed chaos. I'm going to say what the four groups are, and each group is going to be in a corner. So one, two, three, four. Four groups. I'll tell you what those are in a minute. And then once we're in those groups, I'm going to have you count off. And you have, the most important thing is that you have to remember your number. Remember your number, okay, when you're in the groups counting off. Because I've numbered the lunch tables 1 to 11. There'll be 11 groups. And we have a topic that we'd like you to discuss, some topics. Of course, as always, you can talk about anything you want to. And the idea is that it'll be, I know sometimes I think I just want to eat, but you know, so be mindful of your food, but just have conversation with one another about the topics I'm going to give you, okay? So for right now, we're going to divide into four groups, and these are the groups. So I want all OA house sponsors in that back corner, right back there. All OA house sponsors back there. Let me tell you what they are, and then you can get up and move to your various spots. So all OA house sponsors in the back left. All regular OA sponsors in the back right. All people looking or might be looking for a sponsor or a new sponsor here in the third corner. And all people who have sponsors but don't sponsor in this fourth corner. And it's okay. Like whatever group you fall into, it's fine. So house sponsors, regular OA sponsors, people looking for sponsors or might be looking for sponsors, people who are sponsors, people who have sponsors who don't sponsor currently. And there are a lot of reasons why people, you know, might be a sponsor and aren't sponsoring, you know. Or there are a lot of people who, yeah, get in your corners.